Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. On March 17th, a community town hall was held at Simon Fraser University to discuss safety and environmental concerns related to the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion, which is a terminal on Burnaby Mountain where Simon Fraser University is also located. The event was hosted by SFU 350, a student-led climate action organization that held the town hall not only to bring together local environmental experts and advocacy groups, but to have members of the public share their concerns with Burnaby-based politicians. Burnaby City Councilors Daniel Tatro, Allison Gu, Maito Santiago, and Joe Keithley were all in attendance, as well as the MLA for Burnaby East, Rohini Arora. Members of the public were able to ask questions and share their concerns in real time, and those in attendance took full advantage of this opportunity.
There's no readiness for what needs to happen. People need to be engaged, watching, and there needs to be a response in the community when it happens, because nobody knows what to do. So that's basically, you need to say, things have to be put into place. There's no more passing the buck. You have to have it, it's contingent on turning the taps on to have this stuff in place.
Many attending the town hall wanted Burnaby City Council to make clear what they were allowed to say about the Trans Mountain Pipeline. This is because of a $20.1 million deal that the city had made with the Trans Mountain Corporation in October 2024 that prohibited Trans Mountain and the city from making any negative public communications about one another. Here's what City Councilor Daniel Tatro said in response to the assertion that the council was unable to critique the Trans Mountain Corporation.
Just to let you know, before the deal, it wasn't really staff at the city who would lead the way about criticism of TMX. It was the elected officials, and we remain critical of TMX, of the extension of expansion. And will continue to be, and I speak for the rest of council as well, it's pretty unanimous that no one wanted this expansion. Now that it's here, our duty is to make sure there is a safety plan in place and that we keep residents safe. And that's why that dialogue should have started a while ago, but now is the time where we really need to get going and work with you to make sure that there's an evacuation plan in place, and that $20 million while not enough, is a start to put in order some measures to make the mountain safer.
Another concern expressed during the town hall had to do with the city's plan for full-scale emergency preparedness exercises in 2027, 3 years after TMX's completion. Many at the town hall stated that there was not enough urgency from the city of Burnaby to ensure the safety of those on the mountain if an emergency situation with the Trans Mountain Pipeline were to occur.
I think I speak for a majority of people here when I say what plan exists is the one in the works, and could we possibly have a report back in a very timely fashion as to what that could look like and how you would enable, how you plan to do the community organizing necessary to have the evacuation plan in place.
City Councilor Allison Gu had this to say in response.
We gave direction to update our fire bylaw to be able to respond in an appropriate manner and to create very clear expectations and standards of response time that Trans Mountain needs to meet. And that will be tested as part of the full-scale emergency exercise. To be able to then advocate to provincial and federal governments and say, look, you don't have enough human resources, your capital infrastructure is not modernized and able to respond to this in the amount of time that we need, and so you must actually do these things. The work that is involved to dial down the exact kind of response time and cover the breadth of scenarios is a very complicated exercise that I can't pretend to know how to do. And so the reason why I think the public feels that there hasn't been adequate communication around what's happening is that it's still being worked on, and absolutely it should have happened many, many weeks, years, months ago. But the other aspect was that we were also still trying to get the funding in place, get plans in place to actually just get fire halls established.
At the end of the town hall, CJSF spoke with some of the event's presenters and organizers to ask how they felt about the responses given by the councilors in attendance. First was local environmental activist and climate justice advocate Sky Richards.
I've met Allison Gu. I haven't met the other ones before, but I was quite pleasantly surprised by listening to their words, and I feel they were quite genuine about what they were saying about their, you know, they're not in agreement with this, but they're kind of in a, I guess they're in a difficult situation. But I also think that they've got to really push really hard to figure out how we can, you know, ensure safety, because really having a pipeline and these tanker fields, you know, farms or whatever you want to call them, in the middle of such a dense population of students and teachers and residents, it seems to be very crazy to have that type of thing happening.
Next, we spoke to one of the event's hosts and the community core lead for SFU 350, Natasha Ivkov.
I guess I have to start with being a little bit disappointed that there aren't so many safety plans in place right now. It's, you know, very concerning to everyone in the room, counselors included, that, you know, we're living with these ticking time bombs right on the mountain. However, I am very pleased to hear that they're so supportive, and I was under the impression, the mistaken impression, that they were not allowed to say anything negative about, like, TMC, because that's what it appeared like in that deal. But yeah, I'm very glad that we can continue our relationship with them and push for change.
Lastly, we spoke to another one of the town hall's hosts, a local environmental activist and a professor of health sciences at Simon Fraser University, Tim Takaro.
I think they are between a rock and a hard place here, that being, on the one hand, a corporation that's brought a hazard into the community and was not cooperating whatsoever with them, and them, of course, trying to stop the project. So that tension just boiled over last October when they signed the agreement for $20 million to not speak ill of the company. And they did kind of dance around that, like, yes, I can say whatever I want, the counselors said. And that is technically true. But I haven't heard any negative voices from the council until tonight, actually. And that's, what now, almost 6 months ago. I'm very appreciative of them being here. I'm hopeful that they will be able to help us push the federal government, because that's really where the money is. That kind of engagement is going to be important moving forward, and especially if government is trying to build new fossil energy infrastructure. This is an important lesson for them to hear from a council like we have in Burnaby.
This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.